This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Hi. And we are so excited today. I am joined by Carla. Hi, Carla.
Welcome. Hi, Tanya.
And also Ruby. Hi, Ruby. Welcome.
Hi, morning.
Morning. And today's topic is we're going to be speaking about what it's like to live in North Dakota as a nurse. This is going to be really exciting. We're going to be hearing about the area, where it is exactly on the map. We're going to be hearing exactly where Ruby and Carla live in Bismarck. We're also going to be hearing about what's fun to do in the area, what transportation is like, what is housing like, what is the cost of living like, what is taxes like, what are the schools like. There is so much information. We can't wait to hear from Ruby and Carla about their life in North Dakota. We're going to start off and just ask Ruby and Carla just to tell us a little bit about yourself and about your background. Let's start with Ruby.
Hi, my name is Ruby, and I've been here in North Dakota for 6 years now. So I just recently had my citizenship.
And congrats!
Yeah, thank you. And I had a background in ICU, medical oncology, stroke unit, and recently I shift to dialysis. So.
Okay.
So all around,
lots of experience from Ruby, and congrats on getting your citizenship. What was it like when you got your citizenship, Ruby?
Well, finally, I can have the blue passport.
I can tell you, I remember when I got my American citizenship many years ago, it was one of the greatest days of my life. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, finally, you're here. That's what we want, yeah. Right? That's why we're here.
Absolutely. So that's the goal for everybody who's watching as well from today from all over the world. Carla, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Carla Cabahog. I also hail from the Philippines, of course. And I've been here in Bismarck, North Dakota for about 5 years now. This coming April 1st was when I arrived about 5 years ago. And I have been a registered nurse since 2004, and then back in the Philippines. And then I took my NCLEX 2006 and have been an NCLEX RN registered nurse since that time. And then my experience is mostly with pediatrics. So pediatrics all the way. And then when I came here, that's also what I was very thankful for, because I got to it. There's not so much here in North Dakota that has like a children's medical center. Compared to other cities and states that they have a huge children's hospital. So I'm still lucky that I was able to continue that path. And I also have long-term care, or LTAC. I believe that's what you call it here, an LTAC, long-term acute care hospital back in Qatar, where I previously work as well. But it was also with PEDS. So PEDS all the way.
Okay, so very focused on PEDS, and I'm glad you were able to do that in America. Okay, so let's start talking about North Dakota. And so it's kind of in the middle of the country, to the north of the middle of the country. And Carla, did you know anything about North Dakota before you came here?
So I had a funny story with how I actually ended up here. I had no inkling about North Dakota before I came here. And what was funny was at the time when I was with a staffing agency, they told me that if you can pick a state, which state are you going to pick to be assigned to? Mm-hmm. Then I kind of told them, I have relatives in North Carolina.
Okay.
And then for some reason, when they told me, oh, you have an interview with North, I said, oh, with North, maybe it's North Carolina. So I was so happy. Dakota. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, after I got the interview, I was told in a day's time that I landed the job. So that's how I actually ended up working here in North Dakota. kind of like a funny story. I was dreaming of going to North Carolina, and then for some reason they scratched the Carolina and dropped me here in
North Dakota. In North Dakota, and now 5 years later, you still
exactly in- everything works in various ways.
Ruby, did you know much about North Dakota before you got there?
Nobody knows about North Dakota, not my friends.
That's why we do this show, Ruby.
Yeah, so they just like, hey, you will be, you know, in North Dakota and stuff. And then I told my friend, they're like, where is that? I have my friends in Texas, California, New York. But they're like, let's check in the map. So really, no idea. So we're thinking like North Dakota, wild, wild west. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and for many international nurses, you're 100% right. They will know the names of Texas, California, Florida, New York, but North Dakota is not one of the more commonly known names. So, yeah, North Dakota is known as the happiest state in America. I'm not sure if everybody knew that. I don't even know if Carla and Ruby knew that. that North Dakota is actually the happiest state in America. And this is according to new data that was released this year. So, can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to live in North Dakota? We're going to talk about Bismarck in a few minutes, but just as a state, let's talk a little bit about North Dakota and what it's like living in the state, Carla.
So when I first moved here, I was a little bit really taken aback with how it has a very homey touch feely to it. And I was surprised because, you know, being in the United States, I thought that it's all about the hustle bustle everywhere. And especially when I moved here, Bismarck, for everyone's FYI, is the capital of North Dakota. But when you arrive in the airport, you'll be much surprised that, okay, so it's not really that a lot of people are crowded where compared to other states are, especially if you land in California in one of the airports there, in any of the airports there, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's hugely crowded. So that's the thing that probably prompted us to really stay here. It has because it has a homey feel. Like, I feel like I'm in the suburbs for some reason. And even if I'm in the capital city, it's like it's the best of both worlds for me. Because I'm in the capital city, I have access to almost anything and everything. But as well, I can get to any place in the city-wise, in 5 to 15, 20 minutes tops. And traffic is only during peak hours. It was really fun and surprising to find that we're actually living here for already 5 years. I never thought of that.
You never thought that would happen. You thought you'd be
exactly.
North Carolina. Ruby, what was surprising for you when you came to live in North Dakota?
Well, first, it's just like I didn't expect anything because it's like surprise to me. So, yeah, I was surprised arriving at the airport. We pick at the, you know, like outside, it's like all brown because we arrived here March 2016. So it's still winter. So we're like, it's all brown and not much of a building or anything. But I'm like, okay, never mind. And first I would like go get a card. Like in Manila or in the Philippines, it's free. But here, you need to pay. Like, it's not free. I'm trying to get out that card. Like,
funny.
And then somebody told me, oh, you need to, you know, pay. Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. But what's the good
thing? You learn quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's a good thing also about here, like, surprise, it's very laid back. Mm-hmm. No traffic, like what we're used to. For them, the traffic here, it's like, this is not traffic.
What traffic?
Yeah. So it's very easy to go around, you know, like 15 minutes before 7 o'clock. Like if you work at 7, it's fine because there's no traffic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the good thing, like for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are very friendly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that's what you said. It's like that like feels like home. Like people are friendly. It's an mm-hmm. easy life. It's not so congested. It's not so overcrowded. But it's still a city. So yes. The population of Bismarck is just under 800,000. So it's not like it's a tiny place.
Oh, wow. Didn't even know that it was that much now.
It doesn't feel like that much.
Exactly.
And it's also very clean, surprisingly. During summer or spring, it's all greens and very clean. And winter, all white.
Okay, so we're going to talk about winter in a minute. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about Bismarck, because it's kind of like almost in the middle of North Dakota. Tell us about the other cities surrounding Bismarck and what is around there as well.
So Bismarck is actually part of the West Central region. So, and as you can see on the map, it's like the center of the state of North Dakota. And what I have been told is that's what they usually use as the capital of every state is the city that is in the most center part. That is usually the capital of the state. I don't know if it's the same for the other states, but that's what I have been told by other people who have been here for a long time. And the surrounding cities, I think when you get to Jamestown, it's just about an hour and a half drive or even less, just kind of depends on the speed, if you're following the speed limit. And then Fargo's just like 3 hours or 2.5 hours drive away. And then going to Dickinson is southwest. So Dickinson is southwest. So I think it also just takes about an hour and a half to the southwest. Minot is north central. Going out there, it takes about an hour and a half drive. And then surprisingly, from Bismarck to the border of Canada, it only takes about 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
So, very close to Canada. That's another interesting fact. But when you're in Fargo, it only takes you 3 hours. So half the time of compared to when you're in Bismarck. So when you're in Fargo, it's like you're just a stone away from being in Manitoba in Canada. So Minot and Linton would be not sure if it's south central.
Yeah,
I believe. Yeah. And Williston is one of the cities, too, that's quite known, as well as Minot, Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo, and Bottineau as well. Bottineau is actually near the Canadian border.
Okay. So that gives us a really good idea of the area. There are lots of rivers, and there's also the national park, the National Park. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, okay. Let me first start. Like Bismarck, we are like where I live, it's just within the city, like 11 minutes to the airport, 10 minutes to both hospitals. So they're very near. And then also like Medora. So in Medora, we have the Roosevelt National Park. So as Carla mentioned, it's like just more than roughly 2 hours. And it is like a small town for vacation destination. So National Roosevelt is like you can find in North Dakota. So it has like north side, south side. So I went to south side and north side, and it's beautiful. So it's like Badlands. You have Badlands inside the Roosevelt National Parks. There are some prairie dogs, some bison. So, yeah, if you like those national parks, it's really good to, you know, get in touch with nature.
Okay, fabulous. Well, that gives us a lot of information.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Carla, how is Fargo different from Bismarck?
Oh, Fargo is the hustle and bustle city.
Okay.
So Fargo is the city that's nearest to Minnesota, which is our neighboring state. Mm-hmm. So you can get, if you're in Fargo, you can get to Minneapolis in like 3.5 hours time. Also, just kind of depends on the road and your speed driving. Mm-hmm. So Fargo is really diverse compared to Bismarck. We're actually thinking of moving to Fargo, but in the near future. So yeah, and Fargo is really a busy, very busy city and hectic. But I actually prefer to be in Fargo. And Sanford in Fargo, they have like two medical centers there. So the Sanford Fargo Medical Center and then the Sanford Broadway Medical Center, and then a lot of satellite clinics and smaller urgent care. So everything is in Fargo. So sometimes patients would be airlifted from Sanford Bismarck to Fargo because that's where I think Sanford Fargo hospitals, they have, I think they're level one when it comes to the trauma. I think, yeah, the trauma center, I think it's in Sanford, Fargo. But Fargo definitely is a very nice city to live in. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people are asking, you know, crime rate. Well, crime is everywhere, but compared to other cities, it's much less happening here in North Dakota. I mean, anywhere in North Dakota.
Yeah. I think I saw, and we've actually got a slide on that, that North Dakota is the 18th safest state in the country.
Oh,
yeah.
Just in addition to what Carla said regarding Fargo. So Bismarck to Fargo, we're like around 3 hours, mm-hmm. 3 hours. And in Fargo, yeah, it's quite like a bigger city than Bismarck. You have varieties of restaurants there. USCIS can be found in Fargo.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, I had my citizenship in taking in Fargo. And then, it's nearby Minneapolis. And if we want, like, you know, long drive going to Chicago, we pass by Fargo. Yeah. So that's it. And they have malls. They have Macy's there.
Oh,
well, we don't have here yet.
Yes.
Okay. So it's very interesting for any international nurses that there's, you know, because sometimes people don't realize that within a state that the cities can be different. So Bismarck sounds like it's very different to Fargo. So that's very interesting also to learn about. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the weather. You know, North Dakota is known to have four seasons. It's known to have a climate where you're going to have snow, where you're going to have a white Christmas. How have you adapted to the weather, Ruby?
Okay, after 6 years or even before. For me, I think it's fine. But sometimes you get tired of it after six years, I guess. But I remembered my very first year. Oh, you're so excited. I am so excited. Like December 25, 26, blizzard. And I'm like, yoo-hoo! And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited because this is a new experience for me. Yeah. Yes, I worked in Middle East, so I experienced a sandstorm. Mm-hmm. And now here is snowstorm. So I really drove. I bought a new phone just to take a video of the, you know, my driving. But it was fun to experience. And since I have a good car, so it's really okay. So investment for in a good car. All-wheel drive. And then another thing, my friends, like, it's so cold there. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, you're not going outside naked.
Yeah, you just
always bundled up.
Yeah. You just need to bundle up. And what's so, what's the one thing I really learned every day or a day before you need to check the weather, watch the news, check the weather. So you know what to expect. And like, to allow time also to go to a certain destinations because it might be a snowy, sleaky, mm-hmm. or if it's okay. So, you know, and also how to dress or what to wear, layering up, if it's chilly. Sometimes it's snowing, but it's not too cold. Sometimes there is no snow. You look out the window, it's so friendly, but it's so chilly, like negative 20, negative, I think 50. What year was that? Mm-hmm. So it's more on just bundle up, just dress up. Otherwise, if it's summer also, It's very hot and windy. So like me, I like to wear dresses. It's really like, you know, if it's windy, you cannot wear dresses. You'll be holding up and yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like your first Christmas was very exciting, but over the years, you've kind of adapted and got used to the weather.
Yes. And here's the thing. It is not all the same. Like when they ask you, how's the weather there? I really cannot tell you guys, because 2016 is really like after long years, that's the first time again they experienced such a blizzard.
Yeah, I was told that too. It was one of the worst blizzards back in 2016.
It's really like welcoming us, you know. And then a year after that, it's just okay. And then two years after, it's not so bad. You know, sometimes it's just, I don't know what year was it. It's just cold, not so much snow. So it's really different.
It can be different.
Oh, yeah.
And Carla, what about for you? Because you're saying you've been there also for a few years, but it looks like even if you were to move to Fargo, you're still going to stay in North Dakota. So how are you adapted to the weather?
So the weather for me here, it's like what Ate Ruby said, it's really unpredictable. Like even on a day-to-day basis, like let's say yesterday it was like negative 10 or negative 20. And then the next day it will be positive. So it's that crazy that it gets warmer and then suddenly so cold the next day. So it's very unpredictable. And like, I think today it was snowing again for a few minutes, but this last, I think this last holidays, 25th, 26th, 27th, I think we accumulated about maybe 12 inches, between 12 to 24 inches of snow for those 3 days. But the thing here is there are emergency snow roads that the government makes sure that it gets plowed right away so that all the vehicles can use that road and then get to their destinations or get home. So even if they close like the I-94 express in a day, the next day it's fully functional. Unlike when what happened with Texas, it only snowed for like a day and roads were closed. Yeah, electricity was out. So I think in my 5 years here, I only experienced an outage of electricity for about 2 hours tops, and that was it. Yeah, and that was way back when I was in the apartment. I think somebody tripped the lines or something like that. Yeah, but it heavily snowed the night before, and then that's what happened. Just 2 hours, and then the power was back up. So the government is really ready. The people are also ready. And then when it's spring, summer, you can already see people dressing down here. They're already wearing tank tops, shorts. And then when these people go to other states while it's still snowing there, and then they are being seen, you know, just wearing tank tops or sleeveless. There's like, are you from North Dakota? Oh, yeah.
Because your body adapts
compared to North Dakota weather. I have a friend tell me North Dakota is like a continent of itself.
That's interesting. But it sounds like you adapt, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes. It was very easy to adapt. It kind of scared me one time when I was driving and the vehicle of the tires in my vehicle actually skidded. So actually, because when I stepped on the brake and then kind of like turned right away, so that's one of the causes for skidding. So just be very careful. We suggest that you buy a vehicle that's all-wheel drive, even if you don't have a four-wheel drive, at least it's an all-wheel drive vehicle. Yeah, and just be very careful, because once ice sticks to the road, that's when it really starts to get very slidey and slick. And will cause accidents. Yeah.
Just in addition to what Carla said, like the government here are really amazing. You know, when it comes to if it's snowing, they clean it right after. Like when the snow stop, they will clean it. Then so the roads are all passable, and then they will pour some sand or whatever, so that it's not that you will be afraid like to drive like slicky, but they are so like onto it. Another thing, like 2016, if it's like the blizzard thing. So the hospital will send somebody to pick you up. Yeah, that is also the time, like I heard some doctors, they drove their snowmobile or ski going to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, you know, but for me, I tried to really drive, but otherwise the hospital can pick you up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yes. Never experienced that.
Yeah.
Getting picked up.
Yeah. And then some nurses also stay in the hospital, you know, if it's, they cannot go home. Yeah. But they will pick up staff. I did that once. They picked me up. And then another thing, like for me, mm-hmm. I practice like in front of our apartment, there's a huge parking lot. So I practice driving like when it's winter, like snow. I tried like just to get the hang of it, you know, like how to brake, how to turn. So yeah, after that, I got used to it. And so far, so good.
Okay, good. So those are really good tips, though, because those are things that an international nurse, especially when you come from a warm climate, you've never experienced before. So those are really good tips about the driving and getting a good car, invest in a good car. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it seems like, you know, I mean, you guys are there 5 and 6 years later.
Yeah, who knew?
Having it. So, you know, there's a lot to embrace. I mean, many people love the snow because it just gives you opportunity to do so many activities that are new and exciting for international nurses.
Especially when it froze. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty. Like, oh my gosh, it's different. Like, it's just snow and it's different when it's froze. You see all white and it's just like in a magical place. Really,
even like you're in Elsa's place.
Yeah, even I'm so tired. Like I used to work night shifts. I really need to go to a park and take pictures because it's just so pretty. Or I would, you know, just go change and go out and take pictures because that's how pretty it is. And then also, it's free. You know, you can sled in the park. So
that's a great point. There's a lot of activities that you can do, even as a family, that are free, which are really fun and very different and exciting.
If it's winter, I always have my sled in my car. Yeah. So anytime I would, you know, feel like, oh, it's so pretty there, then I would, you know, sled with the kids. There are other kids. And you also need to bring your ice skating. Uh-huh. I'm learning. So I bought an ice skating.
Can you skate?
I'm learning. It's also free. You just have your ice skates and it's free near JC Park. So
and fantastic for kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.